Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Ayin Zayin, Shabbos 77, and back in our Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara discussed that the amount of honey you're liable for carrying from one domain to another on Shabbos is the amount that it takes kedei litein al hakasus, to put on a wound that's on the back of a horse or a camel that became wounded in that place because of a burden. So our Gemara cites a braisa, tana kedei litein al pi kasus, to amount to put that's necessary to put on the opening of the sore, on the opening of the kasus. So by Rav Ashi asked the question, that which we said al kasus on the opening of the kasus, does that mean apuma de kua kasus, on the opening of the entire sore, o dilma, or perhaps it means morsa kama de kasus, maybe it means on the upper extremity of the sore, lafuke hudrana, to exclude the case around the stuff around the sore. So do we mean that it's really on the top part of the sore, or meaning on all the parts around the sore? And the Gemara says teku. Gemara says we don't know the answer to that. But since we talked about the medicinal qualities of treating a sore with honey, Gemara is going to go into a tangent and talk about other types of healing. And amongst them, the Gemara is going to discuss another potential healing for a sore. So the Gemara discusses a powerful statement. It says, Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, Kol ma shebara kadosh baruch hu ba'olamo, every single thing that God created in this world, o bara davar echad levatoa, there is not one thing that God created in this world that was created for naught. Every single thing has a purpose. Everything that Hashem Yisparach created has a purpose, says the Gemara, Bara Shabul, that Rav taught that God created a snail, Lekasis, and this snail is to be used to heal a wound, to heal a sore. And the Gemara will explain how you do it, although when it comes to these types of medicines, and we don't recommend trying them at home because the sages have said that the nature has changed and what worked then doesn't necessarily work now. Bara zavuv, that a person who creates a fly, why did God create a fly? Litzira, it's to be used as a medicinal quality for a hornet. That what you would do is you crush up the fly and place it on the spot of the hornet's bite, and so that will be a healing. Yetush, what is a gnat good for? Nachash, a gnat is good for a snake bite. V'nachash l'chafifas, and a snake bite, what is a snake good for? That you could take a snake and use it on a skin condition. Usimamis, and what is a gecko good for? That is la akrav. That's good for the bite of a scorpion, that you would crush up the gecko and put it on the bite of the scorpion. By the way, I want to say that I'm recording this in the middle of the pandemic of the coronavirus, and even the coronavirus, we don't know it yet. We don't know what possibly it could have as a treatment for things in the world. But this Gemara is saying that every single thing in the world that God created has some medicinal value. There's some treatment, there's some positive to it, even though we're unaware of it. And so scientists haven't yet discovered it when I'm recording this thing. But we believe, Kol ma shabara kadosh baruch hu ba'olamo, o bara davar echad levatoa, nothing is created for without a reason. And so therefore, even that thing which is wrecking so much poison and damage in the world, there must be some value which we haven't discovered it yet. So the Gemara asks, how do you do these medicinal values? Hecha avet hachi, how do you do how do you heal through the snail on the kasus? So the Gemara says, "Maisi chada ukama v'chada chivara." You bring one black head and one. You bring one black snail and one white snail. V'shalki lehu, and you boil them. V'shayfi lehu, and then you spread it on the wound. And then the Gemara says, "There are chamesh emos. There are five types of fears in this world. In emas chalash al gibor." That in those types of fears, there's a fear that the stronger one is afraid of the weaker one. What are these fears? Emas mafkia al-ari, that if there's a small animal gives a loud shriek, and a lion itself, who's much bigger than it, will become afraid from it and run away. Emas yatush al-apil, there's the fear of that an elephant has from a gnat, that if the gnat enters through the nose of the elephant, The elephant can't get rid of it. So an elephant is huge. An elephant is in fear of a gnat. Emas simamis ala akrav, that the simamis is going to present fear upon the scorpion, and ema sinunis anesha, we're concerning, there's the concern of the sinunis, which is a type of bird, on the nesher. The nesher is a big bird. We usually translate today as an eagle, but it may be a different type of bird than like an osprey, one of the biggest birds, that or a vulture, that the sinunis would enter under the wings of this bird and prevent it from flying. And then there's the emas kilbis alavyasan, that the kilbis is a very small creature in the sea, and the leviathan is the largest fish in the sea, and it would enter into its ear, and the leviathan can never shake it off. And so says Rav Yehuda Amarav Maikra, what is the verse that teaches us of all these fear of the weak on the mighty? The verse is from Amos 5:9, Hamavlik showed al us, that God gives the strength to a person, gives the strength to the weak over the strong. And so we see from here that it's not natural that sometimes the weak are able to overcome the powerful. And where does the strength come from? True strength comes from not when someone's physically strong or physically weak. It comes from God, and God is able to give them the very small, the gnat, to be strong and put the elephant into fear.